This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. The U.S. Justice Department has dismissed House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler's subpoena demanding an unredacted copy of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on Russian interference in the 2016 election. As AP Sagar Magani reports, Nadler wants Congress to get the report before Attorney General Bill Barr testifies next month.
Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler has issued a subpoena for all of Special Counsel Bob Mueller's report after the redacted version gave fresh evidence of presidential misconduct.
He practically invites Congress to pursue that.
Nadler telling CBS This Morning lawmakers need the unredacted report and all underlying materials to decide what's next. He says he expects the Justice Department to comply by May 1st, when Attorney General William Barr begins 2 days of hearings. The president is bashing what he calls the crazy Mueller report and his ex-advisors who cooperated with the probe. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Malian Prime Minister Sumailu Bubeyemaga and his entire government resigned Thursday. A statement from the president's office says that the president accepts the resignation of the prime minister and that of the members of the government. The move comes after an uptick in violence in the central region of the country, including the massacre last month of 160 Fulani herders by suspected Dogon hunters. The United Nations reports that over the past year, fighting between the Fulani and Dogon communities has resulted in the deaths of about 600 women, children, and men. 2 weeks ago, there was a massive demonstration in the capital to protest the government's inability to curb the violence there. Mali has been struggling to restore stability ever since Islamic extremists took advantage of a brief military coup. This is VOA News. A California couple who shackled 12 of their children for years has been sentenced to life in prison. As AP's Tim McGuire reports, David and Louise Turpin will not be eligible for parole in 25 or 425 years.
David and Louise Turpin pleaded guilty in February to neglect and abuse after years of denying 12 of their 13 children food, beating them, shackling some to their beds in their suburban Los Angeles home. This daughter tells the court,
"My parents took my whole life from me. But now I'm taking my life back."
Another spoke of his continued nightmares, their mother sobbing as she tells the judge,
"I'm sorry for everything I've done to hurt my children. I love my children so much."
The judge sentencing both parents to life in prison with the chance for parole in 25 years. I'm Tim McGuire.
A global team of experts is about to begin reviewing how the Boeing 737 MAX flight control system was approved. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Federal Aviation Administration says an international board of authorities meets Tuesday to begin what's called a joint authorities technical review. The board will look into how the FAA approved the flight control system on the Boeing 737 MAX jetliners. All MAX jetliners have been grounded worldwide since mid-March after two crashes, one in Indonesia, the other in Ethiopia, separated by 5 months, that killed 346 people. In both crashes, a faulty sensor reading triggered the anti-stall system, pushing the noses on the jets down, and the pilots were unable to recover. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A week after the Sudanese military ousted former President Omar al-Bashir and seized control of the country, protesters continue to demand representation and civilian rule. Since December, the protests in Sudan have swelled into an uprising that toppled al-Bashir, who had held power for nearly three decades. The military is now in charge, but protesters want a civilian government, leading to a series of high-profile resignations and ongoing tension there. The White House said on Friday that President Trump spoke by phone earlier in the week and discussed the ongoing counterterrorism efforts with Libyan commander Khalifa Haftar, the leader of a military assault on the capital, Tripoli, in opposition to the internationally recognized government. In Libya Friday, two children were killed by shelling in southern Tripoli. Haftar's campaign to take control from the United Nations-backed government has resulted in the deaths of at least 213 people since early April. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.